it suggested a baffling paradox. That quasars are really shining black holes, capable of emitting the energy of entire galaxies. But Lyndon Bell then went further.
I predicted that there would be these massive objects found in the nearby galaxies.
Here is our row.
He brought his ideas together with a bold conceptual leap about where these supermassive black holes would be found in the cosmos.
With which this, typically, a large galaxy would have a black hole of the sort of amount of many millions of solar masses in mass, and that these would typically reside in the middles of large galaxies.
It was a pretty bold prediction.
Yeah, well, I come from a military family.
Lyndon Bell's hypothesis was so radical, it seemed far-fetched. Inside the center of every large galaxy in the universe lurks a supermassive black hole. If Lyndon Bell was right, and every galaxy has a supermassive black hole at its center, then there should be one right in our own backyard, in the middle of the hundreds of billions of stars that form our own galaxy, the Milky Way. The problem was trying to map our galaxy from the outside when we can only view it from within. Seeing round that obstacle would take ingenuity and some careful observations.
One of the problems of living inside a galaxy like the Milky Way is that because we're inside it, it's really difficult for us to see what shape it is, how big it is, and where in it we actually live.